Mishnah Dalet. Now the Mishnah goes on to discuss a wound of a Kohen, which is not in a place where it would be a blockage between his hand and the utensils which he's using. If it's in there, that place, then he can't have the bandage on him whilst he is doing the service in the Beit HaMikdash. But if, let's say, he has a wound on his left hand, so he generally does the service of the Beit HaMikdash with his right hand. So there's no problem having a bandage while he is doing the service of the Beit HaMikdash. In fact, quite the opposite, it would be a lack of honor to serve in the Beit HaMikdash with an open cut, with an open wound, so he should cover it. And even though in general it's forbidden to put bandages which are specially made to cover wounds for healing purposes, in general, it is forbidden to do anything for the sake of healing on Shabbos. This is forbidden midrabbanan in case somebody comes to crush herbs for the sake of medicine. However, since this is only midrabbanan, the Mishnah says, Kohen shloko be'etzbo'oi, a Kohen who has a wound or a cut on his finger. So we're talking about the finger of his left hand, so he doesn't need it for the service of the Beit HaMikdash. Kerich ala ha'olav gemi, he can wrap it with a bandage, b'mikdash in the Beit HaMikdash of Ramadino, but not outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Now, im lohitzi dom, if he puts the bandage on in such a way that he applies pressure to the wound so that blood comes out, in that case, kanachan also, both here and here, meaning even inside of the Beit HaMikdash it's forbidden, since this is considered to be a toldoi, subcategory of the melacha of sheichet, of slaughtering an animal, so too, drawing blood is forbidden mid-oraisa, or according to some, it's considered a severe level of midrabanan, or since it's not needed for the sake of the service of the Beit HaMikdash, it would be forbidden even inside of the Beit HaMikdash. Next example, Bezkin melach al gabi kevesh. It is permitted to spread salt on the ramp of the Mizbeach, Bishvul Shoyachviku, so that the people going up and down the ramp don't slip. And we're going to understand this is forbidden in a similar case outside of the Beit HaMikdash. It will be forbidden because it's considered fixing. If you've got an area which is very slippery, so it's not fit for walking on, and then you spread salt on it, you're fixing that area and making it fitting to walk there. So that is forbidden midrabanan outside of the Beit HaMikdash. Now, midrabanan, it is also forbidden to fill up water, to draw water from a pit on Shabbos, if you do so in a way where you have ropes which are attached to a bucket, and in order to get the water, you basically pull on the ropes, you lower down the bucket and then pull on the ropes, and that way you very easily get the water from a pit which could even be very low down, and a very deep pit, but if you use this mechanism of the ropes, then you can draw the water like that. And because it was so easy and quick to get the water like this, the Chachom were concerned that if you're able to do so, you might come to draw lots of water since you see that it's so easy, and you might even come to water your field or water your plants with this water which is so easy to get. And therefore, midrabanan, it's forbidden to use this mechanism to get water from a pit on Shabbos. However, once again, the Beit HaMikdash made an exception. It is permitted to fill up water from Bur HaGoyla, or from the Bur HaGadol, the Great Well. These are two wells situated in the Beit HaMikdash. Bagalgal, using this mechanism of the ropes, Shabbos on Shabbos. And lastly, there's one particular pit which the Chacham allowed one to fill water from, even outside of the Beit HaMikdash. And that is Ubeer HaKer B'Yomtev. On Yomtev, it's permitted to draw water from a particular well known as Be'er Hoker, and this refers to a particular well which, when the Jewish people were returning from Bovel back to Eretz Yisrael, just before the second Beit HaMikdash was rebuilt, so that those returning would have water on the journey, they permitted this on Yomtev, and they did not remove this permission afterwards. And therefore, even later on Yomtev, it is permitted, this particular well, it is permitted to draw water from that well.